I learned about birds from a pair of bills. The first was my father, Bill Gorman, who began taking me bird watching near our home in Washington, D.C. when I was 7 or 8. It was the Beltway version of a Swedish jokuta, the act of rising early to appreciate nature, and it was one of the palpable joys of my childhood. On early weekend mornings in spring, we left the house in the dark and headed to the woods along the Potomac River to catch the dawn chorus, that mysterious moment when the birds sing with 1,000 voices and a music numerous as space, but neighboring as noon, as Emily Dickinson wrote. My father learned about birds as a Boy Scout from a nearly blind man named Apollo Teleporos. The old man relied on his ears alone to pick up species. Parula warbler, yellow-rumped warbler, towhee. The birds are there, he would call out to the boys. Go find them. My father got very good at identifying birds by their calls. The melodious, flute-like song of the wood thrush. The soft, witchety, witchety of a common yellow throat. Or the clear, whistling call of a white-throated sparrow. As my father and I wandered through the woods in the late starlight, I would listen to the husky song of a Carolina wren and wonder what, if anything, those birds were saying and how they learned their songs. Once, I encountered a young white-crowned sparrow apparently engaged in song practice. There he was, perched invisibly somewhere in a low branch of a cedar tree, softly running through his whistles and trills, getting them wrong, and then going back over them quietly and persistently until he delivered the final run of his kind.